time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning is what happened last night. Wow. Thursday night football. Two bad turnovers from Phillip Rivers. Looks like the Chiefs are going to win in a walk-off. And then the Chargers come all the way back, get a pass interference penalty, on my opinion, a ball that was totally uncatchable, but it would have been pass interference if it was catchable. They called it anyway. And the Chargers score a touchdown, down by one. They go for two, and they get it easy. Anthony Lynn said it was a no-brainer.
I told Kim when we got the ball, we score, get your two-point play ready. We're going for it. We didn't come here to tie. We came here to win. And so to me, it was a no-brainer.
What a game it was last night, Basinonians. One of the best football games I've seen in a long, long time, and it was on Thursday night.
Chiefs have the division record tiebreaker, so right now they're still in first place, but both teams are tied at 11-3.
Number four.
Number four, wow, what do you want? An awful lot of ASU stuff. Number one, you've got James Harden.
And now the crowd wants Harden to go for 50. He's dribbling.
Well, he may as well. He's this close.
There he goes. Down the middle, pulls up, lays it in. 50 points for James Harden.
So there's ASU news. Harden with 50. Basketball, you've got the Vegas Bowl this weekend. That'll be basketball. Football, you've got the Vegas Bowl this weekend. That'll be on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You've got the basketball team at Georgia in an SEC road trip tomorrow. That'll be on ESPN 620 AM. And yesterday, Chris Cartman on Burns and Gambo talked about a new quarterback that signed with ASU.
You need to get...
I screwed that up. I shouldn't say signed. Committed.
You need to give yourself the ability to have options at the quarterback position so that you ensure yourself of finding one guy who's really good for that 3 or 4 years. That's what ASU's done with this addition on top of Yellen on top of Long.
Yeah, this kid that Herm Edwards and ASU went out and signed, offered by Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State, Penn State. I'm on the train.
Yeah, that's pretty fair right there.
Number three.
Number three this morning. Boy, it's happening again. Coyotes a loser 3-1. So another long streak. Win some, lose some. This is now the fourth loss. And they lose in a matter of about 6 minutes. 48 seconds in, they give up a goal. 7 minutes in, they give up a goal. And they're down 2-0. They lose 3-1.
More on this as the show unfolds.
I don't know. Darcy Kuemper doesn't deserve us talking about him a lot after last night.
Number two.
Number two this morning, T.J. Warren.
Well, we went into the game. Mindset was on 100. Everybody brung it. Effort, energy was all there throughout the game. They made a little run. And we responded. So we was composed all the game and finished the game with a win, which is good.
T.J. Warren, 11 of 17 from the field for 30. And the defense wins at 99-89. The problem, Ayton wasn't good enough to be on the floor by the end of the game.
Have the Suns found a new identity?
I'm not ready to go that far.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, no matter how many wins the Falcons and Cardinals have, they've still got a national matchup. Julio v. Pat P.
What he's able to do after the catch, the yak, you know, we definitely have to eliminate that. He's just a very, very big, strong, physical receiver. You really have to bring your lunch pail when you're playing against 11 for Atlanta.
That was number two. We'll give you a little snippet of what Robert Sarver said. That's the number one thing you need to know this morning. And then we'll talk Cardinals next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.